at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. All right. Welcome back into the show. A second half hour of hour number three here on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is author Rick Randall. He's the author of the book Road Trip, Good Words for Success. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Randy. Good morning, everybody. Welcome
back. Hey, I apologize. I got tied up at the break. I had a call that came in, and I apologize for adding you in late. But, Rick, one of the things I want to talk to you about today, because more and more people are calling me and texting me about the book and going to Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and other places buying it. One of the things that I think is kind of interesting is the buying the book, reading the book. I mean, it only takes a couple of hours, actually, if you just sit down and read it cover to cover. But the feeling, the transition, the change, the awareness that goes through the person, like it did for me anyway, and I know others, based on the reviews that you're getting, the five-star reviews on Amazon, it actually kind of changes your perspective. Again, we've also talked about in the past about being either a internal optimist or a pessimist. but reading the book, Rick, almost converts you. It almost says, you know what? He's right. These words are good words. I need to start using them in my vocabulary every single day. But more importantly, the message that you give with each word. Explain somebody buying the book, reading the book, and going through that osmosis, going through that change, if you will.
So, you know, it's like anything. There's so many words out there. I mean, if you go grab a Webster's, I don't know, 20,000, 30,000 words. And we used to have the president of our college. He was the president, Dr. Joseph Jansey of National Chiropractic. And he was the president when my dad was there. And then I got to have Joseph Jansey in my life. He used to study the dictionary and he would try to get down or memorize even 2 pages a day. So when he would come up before the class and speak, his vocabulary was incredible. You're like, oh, where did he get that word? You know, we got to look that one up. But the point about your vocabulary is this, is that if you don't put good words into your life, or just the good thought process because of the good words that you know and believe, then your life light isn't nearly as bright. So just for kicks, we talked about gratitude, waking up in the morning with a gratitude for life and love and living. You know, believe in the natural goodness of love and life and living. And then I came up with this saying, I like this one, something really good is going to happen today. In fact, it already has. And so it's really just a light on or light off mindset. And what the book does is I just provided, again, I went through the dictionary A through Z, found good words. I thought, oh, this is a good word. Resilience is what I'm looking at right now. I was going to talk about relationships. And it's just kind of to clue you in on those things. And what's interesting, like you have mentioned before, is just opening the book and reading one or two words. And it sets the tone for the day. Remember I talked about the coloring book? And by the way, regarding your granddaughter there, Randy, I have lots of coloring books. So let her start coloring on that book and see what it looks like when she's one, and then when she another book when she's two.
Okay.
Yeah, we still got lots of books. Let her let that crayon out and go have some fun. But they get exposed to those words. And again, there was 31 words in the coloring book, and this book has 107 words. And then I wrote poems with each word. But relationships. You and I have a relationship, and you have a relationship with your listening audience, and you have relationships with your family. You have, oh my gosh, think about what just happened this week. World relationships.
Sure.
You know, the thought that our world is going to get along. I mean, could you imagine what our planet would be like if that happened? And so relationships are connections, you know, they're links, they're bonds, they're friendships, energy with people, places, and things. It was kind of cool. I joined the chamber. So when I talk about relationships, I came up at Charlevoix from Flint, and it was truly one of the best best things that we did for our life. Sometimes you do things to your life, sometimes you do things for your life, but this was definitely for our life. And we lived in a bigger community, and getting involved was, you know, kind of, you didn't know stuff, you know, as far as the Chamber or the Rotary Club or the Lions Club. Well, I came up to Charlevoix, and you had to giddy up pretty quick. You know, we gave up our day job downstate, and you know, we kept our debt, and so now we gave up our job with no income, and so now we still had all our debt. You're like, hey, man, you better get going. So next thing you know, you're part of the Lions Club, and then you join the Rotary Club, and so then next thing you know, you're president of the Rotary Club. And I laughed because I wrote a letter, and they said, you're next, you know, and I said, next? I said, I don't even know half the guys. They said, oh, don't worry. You know, you don't get there by merit. You just get there by we're running out of people. So sure. I went to a little smaller town. Anyway, so then you join the Lions Club, and next thing you know, you're head of the Oktoberfest, you know, the Apple Festival. You're like, how'd this happen? And then I joined the Chamber, and this was really cool. They have a Friday business breakfast, first of the month Friday business breakfast, and I got to chair that, or master MC it, I guess, just kind of lead the show and make sure it was moving along and who was going to be our speaker and different things. And then the idea of, then there was after business hours once a month also. Well, it's all the word networking shows up. And so networking, connecting, friendships, people. So this is the word I'm talking about, is relationships. And so then I write, success is full of successful relationships. Life is about relationships, is what Mother Mary said to me. Cultivate and nurture your relationships, and you'll travel more successfully. People are important. Relationships add more meaning to the trip. Relationships add more light to life, can help to right the ship. Cherish your relationships. They are necessary for your success. Good relationships in your life make the road trip good, better, best. And so that this is kind of what the whole book is about, is just words like that. And when I talk about that, just saying a hello to somebody, you never know who you meet and what they do, unless you ask questions. That's another word in my book, is question. You know, ask questions. Henry Kaiser used to say, or said that people will talk, if you talk to somebody about their life, they will talk to you for hours, and they'll think you're the best conversationalist there is. And people want to share their story. You know, we all kind of do. We Les Giblin, have you ever heard of that guy, Randy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, he wrote that book, People Smart.
Long time ago.
Yeah, that might have been a Dale Carnegie recommend, you know.
Yep.
But he wrote about that, and he was so wise in his wisdom of working with people. And he says, you know, you ask questions, you get to know people. That's what networking is really all about. You find out what they're good at. You know, you share what you're good at. And Jimmy Parker was one of our team leaders. Parker Chiropractic School. He did Parker Chiropractic seminars. I mean, he had thousands of people that he made a difference in their life. And his he had all these little, you know, letters. You know, WOC was whip out card, you know, so always had your cards with you. So, you know, you could whip out a card. This is, of course, before you had cell phones and whatnot, you know, so he had lots of cards around. And so you just I share my card, you share your card, and find out what you're like. And you know, it's surprising. You might kind of know somebody, but you don't really know somebody for a while. And then finally you realize, right now I need a website designer, and I need a graphic illustrator to help me with Pass the Positive. And so I'm just putting that out there today. I didn't see that coming, but gosh, you got a great audience. I'm thinking maybe. So anyways, I need some help in that department these days. And so, you know, I start asking questions. And so speaking of relationships, my 43-year-old relationship with my chiropractic buddy, Stace, he came up this weekend, and he'll adjust my neck and fix me up and take good care of me for a couple of days. And he brought a buddy. And so I'd never met Jeff. Well, turns out this guy's got a great family story. Sounds like he's an incredible father. I think his son just signed with the Lakers. It's kind of cool stuff. But he's an IT guy. Well, you know, he might stay here the whole weekend if you say, hey, man, what do you do?
Right. You know? Exactly. So, yep. So. You never know. Well, it's funny because this morning, again, is my daily devotional. I just grabbed your book and I turned to page 15. And it was really funny because on page 15 is the word courage.
Yeah, it's a good word.
Right? Yes. And I read through your definition, and then I read your poem at the end. And it's really funny, the timing of it, because today's show was me wanting and needing some courage to confront a couple of my guests that came on the show today. And it was like, okay, this government shutdown, I'm fed up with it. You guys need to lead. You need to come up with an alternative health care plan. Donald Trump in the debate talked to Kamala Harris about, you know, you guys have been talking about repealing and replacing Obamacare, Affordable Care Act for years. What's your plan? Well, I'm not president yet. Well, guess what? The government shut down because of Obamacare. So isn't this, Rick, a perfect opportunity to roll out their plan and show some leadership? So I challenged Justin Michael. He's running for Congress against Jack Bergman. I challenged Rusty Chatfield. And I thought, you know what? I would not have conducted those interviews today. If you want to listen to it, please do.
I will.
It repeats, you know, every 3 hours, yourdefendingfathers.com. Just hit the play button and listen to today's show. You know why I said the things I said today? Do you know the why I challenged these guys? Why I brought this up? It's because I read your page 15.
It does it. That's what it's for. That you're at, way to go. Thank you very much. Way to go.
Yeah.
Way to go. I like that line. It says, be courageous, become successful. It takes courage to succeed. Got courage? Get a truckload.
Yes.
Sounds like you did.
Yeah. Well, and then in the poem, courage is just a concept, an inner strength from what you think. Courage is an elixir that all of us should drink. Courage, said the lion, is an essential part of successful trip. Bravery, guts, boldness gives you success, the mental grit. Courage is just an attitude about what you think that you can do. With a truck full of courage, there's no stopping you.
Isn't that good? I thought that was pretty good.
You fired me. You kicked me in the ass this morning.
Right on,
and I thought, you know what? I'm sick and tired of this government shutdown. I'm sick and tired of, you know, Republicans are blaming the Democrats. The Democrats are saying, well, the Republicans want to take away the subsidies for Affordable Care Act and premiums are going to double, triple. People are going to die. I'm like, you know what? Show us your plan. It's time to say, okay, we ran on. You debated Kamala Harris, Mr. President, months ago, almost a year ago, saying that you were going to repeal and replace and work on a plan. Where's your plan? I want to see the plan. I want to see it now. And it was Rick Randall, you fired me up, dude.
Awesome. So the word that you're really talking about right there, and I'm going to add that to my next book, is leadership. You know,
right?
Leadership, positive action leadership. I mean, look what just happened in the world. Yes. Donald Trump, President Trump, we've got world peace potentially. I mean, we got a few moments away, but I mean, what just happened is absolutely astronomical. And his hardest battles are here in his own country.
You know? Right.
Well, what's the point of that? Anyways, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
we're going to ask you to pick a word from the book.
I got a good one. Yes,
you
sir.
Got a good one lined up for us?
I
good.
Do
we're going to have a great feeling to end the weekend show with. Rick Randall, author of the book Road Trip. You got to get it. Text me RT. I'll send you the photo and the link. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
No worries.
Now that we are older, our hearts have all grown up.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment on this Friday. Hey, Rick, I got a text message. Longtime listener, patriot, brother, friend of mine, Tim Tarjeff. He's on the Sheboygan School Board. He said, please share my contact info with Rick for graphic art. He has done some work he wants to show you. And he wants to hook up with you. So,
beautiful. Thank you very much.
Yes. Go for it. What word is it that you want to leave us for to think about this weekend?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to start with Rod Wheeler. And I want to thank him, friendship. The word is I'm going to use is friendship. I want to thank him. Last night, Rod, my buddy that came in, we went up to the Torchlight Cafe, and because of you, we were able to have had beautiful meatballs and had dinner, and so that was wonderful, and I appreciate that very much. Friendship, it's just an acquaintanceship, fellowship, association as friends, relationship of friends, companionship, comradeship. I like comrade. I think that's a great word. Another word was Goomba. You know, we're Goombas. Brotherhood, friendly relations. I guess I never looked up Goomba to see what it really meant, but I was kind of like we were tight. Anyways, fraternity, close tie, you know, softball buddies, familiarity, friendliness, harmony, accord, amicableness, cordiality, understanding, good fellowship, the neighborly, goodwill. Could you imagine, just think about this, waking up in the morning and knowing that it's just life is so good and you can't wait to see your neighbor? You know, or just say hello, just to say hello. Today was garbage day. I wrote that story or that poem about garbage day, Fabulous Friday. But friendships nourish and comfort your soul. You know, reach out to your people. Make phone calls. Write letters. You know what it's like to get a letter in the mail anymore? I mean, what a great feeling that is. And it, you know, it's so easy. We're into this immediate gratification. And so, sure, I like to, you know, email and boom or text. You got it right out there right away. But to get a letter in the mail that might be meaningful or just to say hello, it doesn't have to be a long letter, just a simple, but just reaching out like that makes a huge difference. But life is all about relationships and great friendships. People are important. Build bridges and take care of them. Cherish your friendships. So in my power statement was friendships are another cornerstone of your success. Friendship, this is a great poem. So this is about my true friends, Mark and Sue. Friendship is a good ship that we sail on with Mark and Sue. Whether they sail over here or we sail over there, a lot of fun is what we do. Cherish the love, appreciate the time. Hanging out together is how we roll. Good friendships are good ships to sail on as they nourish and comfort the soul. Another delicious dinner from Sue's kitchen is always a treat. Mark will build another bonfire. Under control is a challenging feat. Perhaps we will go boating, sail our good ship on Torch Lake, celebrate life every day, have a party for good time's sake. Another chance to be together, doing what we do. When it comes to great friendships, we are lucky to have Mark and Sue. And so we just enjoy so much time with them. And I'm so fortunate to have just a lot of great relationships, great friendships. And it's the neatest thing. I've had older ones and younger ones, you know, and you cherish the older ones and you appreciate the younger ones. So friendship's the word I'm gonna leave with you this weekend. And so enjoy your relationships, enjoy your friendships, and reach out and say hello. Randy, again, I thank you very much, and we'll look forward to next week.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Rick, very much. And I know a lot of people are appreciating your segments here the last half hour on Fridays. So thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, Randy. Have a great weekend, sir.
You too, sir.
Bye now.
I just want to make a couple quick announcements. The event for tomorrow has been changed to November 2nd. They are planning a life memorial for Charlie Kirk down at Liberty Mountain, USA. It's the largest outdoor event concert venue in North America. We went to the rollout that they had last Saturday, the 11th, up to 40,000 people. We've reached out. A promoter and I have already reached out to Jelly Roll. We're talking about bringing Jelly Roll to do a concert for the Fentanyl Fathers nonprofit organization, a fundraising event that Jelly Roll has so far been very receptive to the idea for next year. Well, Sunday after church, November 2nd, the gates are going to open up at 2 o'clock, and Turning Point USA has already taken on the responsibility of reaching out to all the colleges, the high schoolers, the young people here in Northern Michigan. They're also working with the 9th Congressional District Youth Chair, and we'll be promoting a commercial here, producing one, and starting airing it probably Tuesday, Wednesday. Share this information with all the young people you know. If they're high schoolers, not driving yet, they don't have their own cars, maybe carpool. Get a bunch of young people together, head down 115, right past I-10. You guys have done this many times going to Detroit. We've gone the back door way, 131 down to 115 there in Cadillac. Then we shut down the 10. Well, heading toward Midland, towards I-75, go past that exit. About 3 miles, you come to the little town of Farwell. No traffic lights. It's a cute little town. You make a right through a subdivision. You end up on Mott Mountain Road. And the address is 1001 Mott Mountain Road is Liberty Mountain, USA. They're going to do a life memorial to Charlie Kirk. It is going to be a Turning Point USA event. They're looking to get more chapters in high schools and colleges, community colleges, universities up here in our listening area. We are going to be there. I'm going to be, I was asked to be one of the speakers. And this is something we totally support. The commercials will start running next week, but we want you to put it on the calendar right now, Sunday, November 2nd. About 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the event will start. If it's raining, snowing, whatever, it doesn't matter. They have an enclosed venue, can hold up to 1,500 people. If it's sunny, blue skies, they're going to open up the doors, and we are going to be playing music. We're going to have speakers. It's going to be a life celebration of Charlie Kirk's life and expanding chapters of Turning Point USA up here in Northern Michigan. So if you'd like the information, just text me LM or Liberty Mountain. My phone is set up. You'll get the website. You'll be able to check it out. I want to thank Rick Randall. Great segment to end the week with. Good words. We appreciate them. Have a great weekend, everybody. Now we go back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey,